baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Before You Bet Best Bets program. And I was absolutely cooking with gas yesterday, 4-0. I should take more vacation time because it seems like when I go away, take a little break, I come back kind of hot. So maybe I'll look to use that more vacation time and see if that trend can continue. No, but we go 4-0 yesterday. Some good reads in the NBA on those spreads and a good read with my first Major League Baseball pick of the season. Yamamoto comes through. I got to the 5 IP mark as I had predicted. So we will try to carry that success into this evening. Don't forget, if you like the show, very easy to let us know. Hit that like button right down there. Make sure you are subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel. A lot of great content here. Jason Logan and the guys are all over March Madness. They have a video up right now in the video section here on the Covers YouTube channel with their favorite futures picks, some sleepers, and a lot of other betting insights. So you're going to want to check that out. Okay, let's bring in my partner for the day. John Mettler. John, tricky board in the NBA here tonight. We only have the four games. Of course, we've managed to find some picks. But I say it's tricky because, like the game of the night, you'd say, wow, Bucks-Warriors, what a good-looking game. Then you see, wow, the Bucks are favored in Golden State. It's kind of pointing towards Steph Curry potentially sitting. Steve Kerr alluded to how tired he was and how they've been running him into the ground. So a bit of a stay away there. You have the Celtics favored by 13.5 against the Nets. Celtics, who knows if they're going to put their foot on the gas. They're at this stage where some winning NBA teams get to. You don't always see the best version of them. So not a whole lot there, but we do have, I think, five total picks. And, of course, an SGP, a pretty good-looking game, though, out in Los Angeles. The Clippers playing well, hosting the Cavs, who are coming off that loss. And they are looking to bounce back. And also, my second Major League Baseball pick of the season. John, did you watch any of the game this morning in Japan? It started at 6 a.m. Eastern, I believe. It reminded me of my KBO betting days. You wake up and there's baseball going on. It was actually a pretty good game.
No, I did not watch it. Did you watch it?
Well, I was keeping tabs on it. I had it up on iPad here on my desk because I was doing stuff. Work-related stuff. But yeah, it was nice to have on, I guess.
I keep seeing those, like, it looks like MLB The Show on, like, X. It's like I don't know what camera they're using or what camera. They're like, I saw one. It was like, they're like, Dansby Swanson looks like it's an MLB The Show clip. And then I watched it like 10 times. Like, is this not an MLB The Show clip? I don't get what camera they're using. So I don't know what, it's really trippy if you go watch it on X. Baseball season. Baseball season starts when the Tigers have opening day and I go to Detroit and I have beers with my friends and baseball is rolling around, not this. So I'm a baseball fan, but I'm more just follow my team. I feel like a lot of baseball fans are kind of in that department too. Like 162 of your own team's a lot. I will touch on you're talking about the NBA stuff there. It's creating hard scenarios for like handicapping because you're like looking at the Celtics 13-point favorite and you're, you know, I think Jaylen Brown's out. Jason Tatum was questionable. And some of these teams, like the Nets, don't necessarily want to win. You're always worried about, like, once one guy's out, they start pulling more guys just because one guy already is out. And, like, you kind of worry about that with the Warriors, too. Like, you're saying, you know, the Bucks are a 3-point favorite. They talked about resting Stephen Curry. So then it's like, well, if we're resting Stephen Curry, should we not maybe just rest Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler? So, like, you can handicap it and you're like, okay, I take Curry out. I price it without Curry. Here's it is against the market. But like that happens a lot in the NBA. So a lot of like just creates like an interesting scenario, something you kind of got to be aware of where I feel like you can't really even handicap that till like I get confirmation Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green are in type thing.
Okay, more on the Warriors after we break down our picks. So let's get into our picks and we're going to start things off with one of the best rivalries in all of sports. Of course, I'm talking about the Atlanta Hawks and Charlotte Hornets, baby, getting after it. And Charlotte, I think a pretty good betting opportunity for this game. I'm going to take the under with the number sitting there at 237. So quite simply, I think this is too high for a Charlotte Hornets game. They've gone over this number in a game once in their last 13 games and just two times in their last 20. Now you might be saying, well, Joe, they got to 233 with Atlanta there last week. Yeah, sure, absolutely, they did. But dig into that game. Check out the box score. Atlanta scored 35 points from the free throw line. That's a considerable outlier. That's a ridiculous amount of points to get at the free throw line. So I doubt they're going to repeat that. And a lot of this has to do with just how bad Charlotte is offensively. This is a team that does really struggle to get to 100 points. Last 10 games, 28th in offensive rating, 29th in three-point shooting, 27th in free throw attempts. They turn the ball over a lot as well. So that obviously results in a lot of empty possessions. A bit of a trend here. Take it with a grain of salt, as you should with a lot of trends. 8 of the last 9 games between these teams in Charlotte have gone under, including the most recent game where they only got to 211 points. And it is worth considering Charlotte is much better defensively on their home court. Bridges is out of the lineup for them there tonight, so they are very limited when it comes to scoring options. So I think that number's too high. We'll take under 237. Okay, John is all over this Cavs-Clippers game tonight in Los Angeles, including a spread bet. Break this one down, John.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Clippers. So it's sitting about +4 right now. It's kind of bounced between 3.5 and 4.5. I think 4 was kind of more of the widely available number. I bet this at 3.5 last night, so you can get a slightly better number than what I even have for tonight's game. So when I was looking at this, you're pricing it. I had it as, you know, Cavs -1, and that was with Evan Mobley in. And Evan Mobley is questionable. And if Evan Mobley's out, that's a huge piece missing from, like, I know he's not like a superstar, like kind of name in the NBA, but when you're talking about like metrics and like defense and like what he brings to the Cavs, that's a big piece missing. So the fact that the Clippers were showing an edge with him in, I really like this because if he plays, he plays. It's fine. We still have our edge. I also like the fact that, you know, the Cavs offense really flows through Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell creating, and the Clippers have good perimeter defenders and multiple perimeter defenders who could slow them down in some capacity. And in the NBA, it's all about, you're never going to completely shut someone down. Like, you're not just going to hold Donovan Mitchell to like 5 points, but can you make it difficult? Can you make their night inefficient? And when you have guys like Derrick Jones Jr., Chris Dunn is questionable, but there's other guys they have as well who are good defenders. Those guys, I feel like they can be disruptive just enough to help the Clippers. And Zubac, same thing on the side, on the interior, they have size too. So I feel like the matchups kind of all play. I think the Clippers can keep this, you know, I think they can win, but I also think this can be really competitive. So I'll take the 4.
That was a hilarious pick of James Harden on that graphic, by the way. Can you pull that back up, producer Mick? Or did he throw that away? Yeah, it was a, bring that back up. Look at that picture of James Harden. That's a very funny picture.
He's celebrating for sure. He just, I wouldn't say he just finished stirring the pot there, but maybe something. I know he likes the bloody nose celebration too.
Something a little silly. Okay. James Harden. Good for him. Okay. I was saying to the guys, you know, it's a light night in the NBA when I'm digging into the prop market, but I found something that I like here quite a bit. And it comes from this Boston Celtics, Brooklyn Nets game. Keon Johnson on the Brooklyn Nets. We're going to go over 12.5 points. It was at 11.5 -115 to start today, but we'll take it at even money there, over 12.5 points for him. So he is a guy who really benefits from the absence of Cam Johnson, who is now out for the season. So with Johnson in the lineup, he averages just 5.8 points per game in 17.9 minutes. Without him in the lineup, he's seeing 10 extra minutes per game, and the points per game goes up to 12.5. Now, he does have a hot hand coming into this one. Consecutive games with 20 points or more. Those are, of course, with Cam Johnson out of the lineup. One of those games did come against the Celtics where he dropped 21 points. He also hit 4 threes in a game against them earlier in the season. And the Celtics, they are really struggling to defend the three-point shot right now. This is a guy, Johnson, who does throw up a lot of threes. So I think he can have a lot of success on the score sheet and get to over 12.5 points. Okay, John, let's go back to Cavs-Clippers. You have a player prop you like for this game.
Yeah, I got Norman Powell, over 15.5 points. It was 14.5 last night, similar juice. It was no doubt going to move. It was, in my opinion, it was priced incredibly wrong. I knew this was going to be 15.5 by the time we got to the show. Should be even higher. The thing was, when you're looking at this, is so he's coming off of injury. Last game, he only plays 23 minutes. He goes under his points prop. Did take 13 shots in 23 minutes. But the question is the 23 minutes in a minutes restriction because he's coming back from injury, or was it just because it was a complete blowout of the game? So you don't really know. So what really grabbed my attention with this prop is that we had a really solid edge to the over, and the minutes projection was 27. And I feel like that's very, very fair, because when he was healthy, he was playing, you know, high 30s. So at 27 and you're giving me an edge, I feel like, how do you not bet this? Because I'm not sure. I feel like his minutes restriction is probably higher than 27 last game. It just was a blow. So then it kind of looks like it's not that high, but it should be higher. So for Norm Powell, 15.5, I know it's moved a point. It should be, in my opinion, much higher. So I'll take the over.
Okay. You have an SGP for the game of the night. Cavs, Clippers, what do you have cooked up?
Yeah. So when I say Norm Powell's projection or this total should be much higher, that's why I'm going 20 plus points, because I do think it, that's kind of more, if he gets into like that 30 minute mark, which again, we're not really sure what is, if there is a minutes restriction, but if he gets in that 30 minute mark, 20 plus points is just the line it probably should be for him. So it's an alt. You're getting a good price out of it. I'm going to put the 3+3s made because again, he's a corner shooter. He's a catch and shoot guy. I feel like those are the shots that will be available to him. You're not going to see much driving to the rim against the Cavs and their interior defense. It's probably going to be mostly like his guys like Kawhi Leonard or James Harden finding him. And on the baseline three, he is money. So I feel like I don't see him getting to that alt without the threes made. And then I'm going to go Clippers money line. Like I said, I feel like this, I took him on the spread. I feel like the spread should be much closer. I feel like the matchups play for them. I think they can win. So I'm going to put those three together.
Okay. On the Major League Baseball, where I am currently hitting at 100% with my picks this regular season, obligatory joke. I try to do that at the start of every sports season if my first pick of that season is a winner. So yes, it's stupid. Regular season starts in Japan. Then we have to wait an actual week for opening day. You know, we touched on this yesterday. It's a money grab. The tickets were going for thousands of dollars in Japan. It's about growing the sport. They'll tell you, I guess I don't have a problem with them doing it, but they got to bridge it so that the actual opening day isn't a week after these games are being played. I mean, this is being played the same day as spring training. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's almost like Major League Baseball tries to bury it a little bit. They don't advertise this game very much. I mean, it's happening at 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning. It was a good game of baseball, though. So, okay, no more complaining about that until next year, when I'm sure they'll do it again. So I took Yamamoto to go over his outs recorded total in today's game. Tomorrow morning's game, Sasaki is making his Major League Baseball regular season debut for the Dodgers. I'm going to take him to go under. His out total is sitting there at 13.5. Kind of a low number. Minus 105 odds. Not low enough, though, because there's a lot of factors that play into this one. Most notably, he only made two appearances in spring training. And he had pitch totals of 46 in the first game. And that actually dropped 5 pitches in the second game. He only had 41 pitches in his second spring training start. So I could see a situation where the Dodgers might want to ease him into action. His first Major League Baseball start in the regular season. He's obviously not fully stretched out. 4 innings of work would get him to the 12-minute mark. So I do think that is realistic. Also, a good opportunity maybe to get the bullpen some work before they head back to the U.S. of A. And also, this is his first time facing a Major League Baseball starting lineup. The timing for the Cubs hitters could be a little bit better today or tomorrow than it was today. They didn't perform very well offensively. But either way, it's all about that pitch count. I don't think he's fully stretched out, so we're going to go under 13.5 outs per Sasaki. Okay, you wanted to touch on the Golden State Warriors here, John. A very disappointing performance from them last night. I see the alerts rolling in on my phone. Jokic is out. Murray is out. How pissed off would those ticket holders have been who specifically bought tickets to that game to watch those game guys play? Either way, the Warriors end up closing as an 8.5-point favorite. They go on to lose the game. Steph Curry was not good. Steve Kerr came out afterwards and talked about how they're playing him into the ground and how he's very fatigued, really alluding to potentially him sitting, resting here tonight. So you wanted to touch on the situation that they're in right now.
Yeah, you kind of saw the Nuggets do what I was talking about the teams tonight, where you're a little concerned, where it's like Jokic was out. So now it's like, well, we may as well just pull Jamal Murray. And if we got Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic out, well, we may as well just pull Christian Brown. I'm surprised Aaron Gordon played. I mean, Aaron Gordon won them the game. But what I was kind of disappointed about, the Warriors, they've won I think now it'd be 14 of 16 games with Jimmy Butler. But like, you go through and look at the games they won against the teams they face, pretty like soft schedule, pretty good matchups, I would say, for the Warriors. Like, some of the good teams they did play, I feel like the Warriors match up really well with them. I was really, really excited to see them play the Denver Nuggets because I want to see how they guard Nikola Jokic, because I think the size is a problem for them. And then he doesn't play. And now tonight, you're like, again, I was really, really excited to see them play the Milwaukee Bucks because you got Brook Lopez, you got Giannis Antetokounmpo, and now Steph Curry might not play. And I felt like these were two really good games to really see where the Warriors stand in like this long winning streak with Jimmy Butler. I thought you're going to really get to see like the matchups and stuff. So I'm just kind of disappointed from that. I will say, if you're watching this game, I would really hone in on who's getting the minutes. What are the rotations look like against Giannis? Who's guarding him? Are they able to slow him down? I think that's something to watch, because if they can't contend, like they can't handle like size, they're not going to win the whole thing, or they're not going to win the West. So, I mean, like the Thunder, they have Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren. So I was just kind of disappointed from that kind of that angle. I felt like these were two really, really good games to see if the Warriors, not for real, but like where they kind of stand. Talking about the baseball thing, you're talking about how disappointed the ticket buyers would be in last night's game. Did you see in Japan, you can't scalp tickets to any games? You can't put them up on a secondary market and sell them for more than what you paid. Because someone put like, so yesterday's game or today's baseball game, their version of like StubHub, there's only like 8 tickets on it because you can't sell it for, you have to sell for face value. And it's like a law that Japan put in. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm for capitalism and people making money. So, but I don't know. I guess that's probably good for the fans, I suppose, right? But it depends what they start out as at face value. So we don't know, you know, maybe there's a bit of a catch 22 there. So I'm not too sure about that. The Warriors, maybe the bubble is about to burst here. I know it's, I think it's the third game in 4 nights, and they've been fantastic with Jimmy Butler in the lineup, but maybe they have already reached that peak, and maybe they'll start a little bit of a descent, but who knows? Maybe they will surprise us at home against the Bucks here tonight. We will discuss that tomorrow. We're going to have a lot more to sink our teeth into for the NBA tomorrow. I believe there are 11 games to recap the best bets from today. Hawks Hornets under 237. Keon Johnson over 12.5. Sasaki tomorrow morning. Get your bet in under 13.5 outs. And John, if you could recap your picks, please.
I'm going Clippers +4, Norman Powell over 15.5 points. And then Norman Powell 20+ points, Clippers money line, and 3+3 is made for Norman Powell on the SGP.
Okay, there you have it. And that does it for today's show. We're going to be right back with you guys again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Make sure you hit that like button here on the Coverage YouTube channel, which I'm sure all of you guys are subscribed to. Enjoy the games tonight. Best of luck with your bets, and we will catch you again tomorrow. Woo!